Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Doyakomo Rehe Toma Bina Ke Dayana Jagat Samsare Ke Patita Pavana Etu Tavakavata Krava Tavakavata Krava Mosama Pate The Prabhu na pai ve ga 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 Akha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhe Kripa Balakan Akaravo Ami Baro Du Dwaya Koro Sitapati Advaita Gosakai Tava kripa bo lepa gege chaitanya nita gege Akha sarup sanna tanna rupa raguna kaka Vatanyunga Sri Jiva Prabhudaka Nagakaka Dwayakoro Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasakas Ramachandra Sangamage 날 얻다 못하갔어. 시 크리스나 제이탄나 프라보 너의 걸음오래 정맘에 낳게 다야다오고 작은 쌈싸래기기기기 하레 크리스나 하레 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nichai go, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nichai go, Hari Bo. Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Jai Go, Hari Bo, Go, Go, Hari Bo, Go, Hari Bo. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Param Dekacharya, also Teta. Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace. Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Goti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna. Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadadha Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopigopinath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavanam Ki Jai Mathuradam Ki Jai. Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai Yamunamai Ki Jai. Srimati Lassi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo.
All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Pristaya Buddhale Srimati Bhakti Padanta Swamini Tinamani. Namaste Saraswati Deve. Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyabadi Paschacha Dejatarani. That's a good idea. So Omaganat Timanandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Miditam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So welcome to Gaurapurnima Festival, the Gaurapurnima Festival. And we are very fortunate to be celebrating Gaurapurnima here with Sri Sri Radha Golokananda and Srila Prabhupada. Tissues. I guess someone inside needs a tissue. And the assembled Vaishnavas. So let us read the translation of these prayers written by Srila Narottamadas Thakur. This is called the prayer at the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga. I guess someone in there was sneezing or something. Okay. So, my dear Lord, please be merciful to me. Who can be more merciful than your lordship within these three worlds? Oh. You all right? Okay. I didn't see that. I had to be more merciful and more compassionate. The three worlds. Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls, but I assure you that you will not find a more fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss since you always appear very happy. I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, I may also become happy. My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind, please be kind to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda will also be kind to me. I pray for the mercy of Swarup Damodar, the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Bhatta Raghunath Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and Lokanath Prabhu. I, Narottamadas, pray to the merciful Srinivas Acharya, and I always desire the company of Ramachandra. So today we're going to talk about the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as you see, we have the Panchatattva deities there. Panchatattva means the five essential truths or categories. Of course, they are not categories standing there. Even though they're called Panchatattva, and we say the five categories, but they are members of a basically three categories. But anyway, there's five different categories manifest. But Lord Chaitanya is not a category. Lord Nityananda is not a category. Advaita Acharya is not a category. Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is not a category. And neither is Srivas Thakur. But we use these different categories to understand their ontological position. That's a big word for all of you. That means who they are. The category of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Advaita Acharya is they are the same person, they're God. That's called Vishnu Tattva. But they're the same person, Advaita Chuda, Nadir, Anantarupa, Madhyam, Purana, Purusham, Navayovanam Cha, as described in the Brahma Samhita. So that's Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, and then you have Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, who is Shakti Tattva. He is actually Radharani, an incarnation of Radharani, or appearance of Radharani. And then, finally, you have Srivas Acharya, who represents the Jiva category. We are also Jiva. Like, Rishikesh, you are Jiva Tattva. But that doesn't mean you are the Jiva Tattva. You're a person who's in that category. It's like a human being. A human being is a tattva category. Everybody understands that? But every human being is an individual. So don't confuse that. So anyway, so we have the Panchatattva there. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Nityananda and Advaitacharya are his expansions. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he comes, appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is not coming as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna comes, he comes as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya, even though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he acts like a devotee. And that's very important, his acting like a devotee. Why is it? Because Krishna, when he appeared over 5,000 years ago, he acted as God, and he had some very stringent, strict requirements to become Krishna conscious. And that strict requirement is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, which I think all of you know about, isn't it? Sarva dharmam prachaja mamikam sharanam braja ham tuam sarvapapevyo mokshayishyami masuchaha. The strict requirement is you surrender. It's like you're at war. There's some wars going on now, and the soldiers are surrounded. Okay, surrender. Okay, I surrender. So, the problem is that we are situated in Kali Yuga. Amanda samanda matayo manda bhagya patrita. That people are actually pretty stupid. Sorry for that expression. Unfortunate, lazy, short-lived, and nowadays span of attention is really bad. So, therefore, we require something more than sarva dharma and prachaja mamekam sharanam praja. Because, basically, we're not going to do it. Even at gunpoint. So, because we do not, in Kali Yuga, do things based upon philosophy. Although we have, I would say we have the most precise, exacting philosophy, filled with different categories, analyses. There's epistemology, teleology. There's a big ology words for you, or you use ontology. So we have the, you know, very sophisticated. If you examine all the spiritual literature in the world, you will not find such sophisticated analyses of spirituality anywhere else. I mean, just not only sophisticated, but logically precise, using even Aristotelian logic. I don't know if any of you know what Aristotelian logic is. Don't worry, you don't need it to become Krishna conscious. You know, it's just like, anyway, it's like you have axioms. Anyway, so I'm not going to get into it. So it's very precise, but nobody is going to say, hey, I want to be a devotee because you just convince me. Huh. No. Because people need, in Kali Yuga, more than just philosophical conviction. They need to be given a jolt of ecstasy. It's like that. In previous yugas, like if you were to defeat someone philosophically, that person would have to become your disciple. At least amongst the Brahmins. Of course, the Shudras, they would just get drunk, so that didn't matter. But amongst the Brahmins, that's it. And even more recently than, let's say, the beginning of, or the previous yuga, even people like Madhvacharya was able to convince people, and they surrendered. But now we're really in the depths of Kali Yuga, and if you don't believe me, just Google it. And so therefore we need a jolt of ecstasy, you know, happiness, realization. We need an experience. Just like the story of Magrari, he needed an experience, right? Everybody knows the story, Magrari the hunter? He was a hunter, he was half killing animals. Narada Muni came and said, you know, why do you half kill? Why don't you just fully kill them? Why don't you become a devotee? And he didn't want to do that. until he had an experience, right? And his experience was seeing the animals that he was killing coming after him in his next life. And he said, okay, I will become a devotee. That's really a gunpoint, you know. Okay, you know, you're going to hell. That's worse than hell. So anyway, so we need that sort of experience. And you find that it's the only way to bring people to Krishna consciousness, isn't it? To give them an experience like that. And Lord Chaitanya has given us an experience. Dina hini yata chilo harinam udivila. Whether one is fallen, whether one is elevated, that experience is harinam udivila. The chanting of Krishna's names, harinam. Why is that? Because namachintamani Krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha purna shuddha nichavik mukto vinatvam namanamino. Because Krishna is the same as his name. Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure, the most attractive person, the sweetest of the sweetest. Like we hear that song by Balabhacharya, isn't it? You know that song? The Emperor of Sweetness. And so nobody needs to convince you when you take a sweet, right? Actually, Prabhupada would do that. Sometimes he'd give people a glubjaman. A glubjaman, of course, is pretty gooey. And they pop it in their mouths and go, whoop. Prabhupada used to call the glubjamans ISKCON bullets. You know, ISKCON bullets. Because they'd explode in your mouth. And then you decide to be a devotee. So Lord Chaitanya gives us this experience by the chanting of Krishna's holy names, by the service of Vaishnavas, by the eating of prasadam, by the dancing and chanting at the same time. I mean, all these different means, by going to the holy places, we're getting these amazing experiences. Even in my own case, before I signed up for the Hare Krishna movement, before I joined, what experience did I have that really convinced me? I saw Prabhupada and I was overwhelmed and I was transported to the spiritual world just by seeing Prabhupada. I forgot that I had a body. Of course, as soon as Prabhupada left, I remembered I had a body. Forgot that I had a material mind. And that came back too pretty quickly. So it was the experience, wow. And even when I first walked into a temple, before I met Prabhupada, and people were running around a bush, my mind was telling me, this is crazy. But my heart was telling me, been there, seen it, done it. You know, past lives like that. You know, from Western perspective, people bowing down to a bush, watering a bush, jumping up and down, jumping up and down in front of some figures on the altar. Jai, 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 jai. What? So the mind was saying one thing and the heart was saying another thing. And so fortunately I followed my heart. And now the mind is gradually coming under control. So that's Lord Chaitanya's movement. Even you have that story of Jagai and Madai. What convinced them was not philosophy. What convinced Jagai and Madai to become devotees, I think you all know the story. Do I have to tell it? Anyway, they were drunkards and did all sorts of crazy things. I cannot explain everything they did because it would take me probably 1,000 years, all the bad things they did. So they were doing their drunken whatever, orgies or whatever, outside of Lord Chaitanya's kirtan, which was taking place in Shiva's Angan, or Shiva's Thakur's house. And they were just imitating the chanting. And then they became great devotees, and they gave up all their, quote, sinful activities. I was just listening to a memory of that someone had of Srila Prabhupada today. The devotees were driving Prabhupada into Washington, D.C. one day. And as they were driving Prabhupada into Washington, D.C., It was 4th of July. 4th of July is the American Day celebration of independence. So they wanted to take Prabhupada to see the fireworks. So even Prabhupada liked fireworks. You in India, you do have a lot of fireworks on Diwali. And big, big explosive devices too. But anyway, so they wanted to take Prabhupada to see the fireworks. And so there happened to be a traffic jam. And the devotees were stuck in Kirtan. Not stuck in Kirtan. Stuck in the traffic. I was thinking of Kirtan. And Prabhupada said, just open the door of the van and have a big Kirtan. And so the devotees started to have a big Kirtan. And next to them, next to the car, were several people who were clothed almost in the wind. I won't tell you what that means. This is America. You know, somehow or other. But scantily clothes or clothed in the wind. And they were going like this, you know, to the Kirtan and dancing and chanting. And Prabhupada said they're going to become devotees then. That's amazing, isn't it? Just, that's called namabhas. Hearing the holy name, not knowing what it is, imitating the chanting, or joking with the chanting, or meeting something else like that. It's called namabhas. And Prabhupada said they're going to become devotees. Amazing. The mercy, that's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, why is God so merciful when he appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I mean, if you read about God in some of the other literatures in the Western world, you see that he's pretty angry a lot. That is not our depiction of Krishna being pretty angry. But Krishna's mercy has a limit, as I mentioned before. So why is Lord Chaitanya so merciful? Why is Krishna so merciful? And why does he look like that? What happened to his peacock feather? What happened to playing the flute? So then we have to go into a little esoteric explanation. Esoteric means something that's not really commonly understood. And that esoteric explanation involves the cause of Krishna's coming down as Lord Chaitanya. Now, we understand, you can say, well, the cause of Krishna's coming down as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that the devotees were praying, God, come, appear, especially this one great devotee who happened to be non-different from Krishna, Dvaitacharya. He was worshiping the Ganges, offering water, and to it. Let me turn off my phone so nobody texts me at this time. Can't be on call 24 hours a day. So he was begging, and the devotees were begging because things were really bad at that particular point, especially where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. It was Navadvipa. People were intellectuals and they were juggling words and they were impersonalists and they were worshiping this demigod or that demigod. Anyone who's been to Bengal has seen the different festivals they have, like Kali Puja and all those different festivals. And so they had forgotten about Krishna. And so Dvaitacharya, he was crying out. Even though I'm God, he was thinking, I can't do anything about it. These people are just too degraded. And so you could say, oh, that was the cause of Lord Chaitanya's coming. Yes, that's called the external cause, the apparent cause. But we call it the secondary cause. Why is that? Because there's a reason why Lord Chaitanya came, a personal reason why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down. Because Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, could have accomplished everything, such as establishing the Yuga Dharma, without personally coming down. He could have had a representative, like Prabhupada or someone, do it. And in other Kali Yugas, that's exactly what happens. There's other incarnations, not Lord Chaitanya. Other incarnations. Because Lord Chaitanya only appears once in a day of Lord Brahma. And that's a long time. It's not that, you know, you wake up every morning and there's Lord Chaitanya. Well, Lord, now it's the middle of the day anyway. So it's not, so, but with Lord Brahma, his day is Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. 1,000 Divya Yugas taken together. Billions of years taken together. And that's the duration of his day. And the duration, not only the duration of the day, that's also the duration of the night. So you got to wait a long time to see Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya appears after Krishna appears in Dwapara Yuga. Just see how fortunate we are. We're in the Yuga cycle where Krishna and Lord Chaitanya appeared. Wow! And of course, we also have Lord Rama in the Treta Yuga. So we're really fortunate in Kali Yuga, isn't it? It's super fortunate. So, anyway, so the reason Lord Chaitanya's or Krishna's real reason, you know, internal reason for coming down is basically he had three different desires. One is, and we were talking about this morning, we won't get into such depth on this today because I did want to tell some stories about Lord Chaitanya's childhood. But one desire was that he saw that his devotees, specifically Srimati Radharani, were having a better time than him. You know, imagine you're a king. I'm just giving you a scenario, metaphorical scenario. Imagine you're a king sitting on your throne and you have these little girls fanning you on either side with whatever, like you see in the Bollywood movies. And then you look at your citizens and they're happier than you. And you're thinking, what am I doing wrong? So, of course, Krishna wasn't thinking, what am I doing wrong? But he's looking at his devotee, specifically his best devotee. And he's seeing my best devotee. Who's his best devotee? Anyone know? Srimati Radharani. He's seeing my best devotee is enjoying more than me. What's happening here? I'm God. I want some of the nectar. So he wants to take the mood of Srimati Radharani so he can have that enjoyment. Also, he's the topmost egotist. Normally, if we say someone's an egotist, that means they got some trouble. That means they're self-centered, you know, or a not-so-fancy word for egotist is you're self-centered, Prabhu. You're really puffed up. You're self-centered. You're thinking to yourself, you're not humble. So he wants to appreciate his own beauty, which is unexcelled. He wants to see himself from his beloved's perspective. Just like sometimes we try to see ourselves. I mean, for example, I mean, this is sort of a funny thing. Most of the evenings I'm giving a Zoom lecture. And usually I'm just looking at myself as I'm talking. Because I'm on the big screen. You know, the screen that everybody else has their little tiny windows. I'm not looking at any of those other people. I'm looking at me, and then sometimes in the middle of class. That's false ego. Isn't it? Combing our hair, whatever. In the middle of class. So Krishna, he wants to see himself, not on Zoom, but he wants to see himself through the eyes of his beloved. That's called role-playing. If you really want to understand someone, you've got to take their position. So he wants to appreciate his own beauty. And Krishna is like that because even when he is appearing in his original aspect as Krishna, if he sees a reflection of himself, he becomes stunned. He looks down at a body of water and sees, wow, He is beautiful. He is attractive. So, anyway, so Krishna, but Krishna, it's not false ego, because when you are the most attractive person, it's not false. But for us, it's false ego. You know, when I look in the Zoom and I think, who's the most attractive sannyasi of them all? That's false ego. Who's the most intelligent, attractive? What is that screen on the wall? Who's the most attractive sannyasi of them all? So, okay. Actually, taking a lot of time. So anyway, and then Krishna also wants to understand Radharani's love. So these are the three reasons. And therefore, Krishna appears golden. It's not that Lord Chaitanya and Krishna are different bodily forms. They just look different. It's like an expert mime, you know, someone who's, I don't know if you know what a mime is, or an expert dramatist who can make himself look different in the same body. But Krishna is his body. Krishna is the same as his body. There's no duality there. We are different than our bodies, but Krishna is the same as his body. So when we see Lord Nrsingadev, when we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna and Vrindavan, it's all the same transcendental body. Jopi samnivyatma bhutanami shropi shram praktim shram adishtaya sambhavami atmamaya is the original transcendental form. Just different mood. When Krishna gets in the mood of anger, he appears as half man, half lion. When Krishna gets in the mood of an ideal king, he appears as Lord Ram. And the same thing with Krishna's Shakti. Radharani is the Adi Shakti, the original Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So she expands as the Lakshmis, as Sita Devi, as Lakshmi and the Lakshmi Nrsinga. So she has her expansion, Krishna has his expansions, and they both love each other. It's a real love story. I was asked the question this morning about whether the love between Krishna and Radharani is reciprocal. It was an interesting question. First time I've had that question. Yes! Krishna is always trying to please Radharani, and Radharani is always trying to please Krishna. And neither one has any selfish intentions. Krishna certainly can have no selfish intentions because he doesn't need anything. Real love between two entities or people, whatever, is when they don't... Mobile phone, please. So they don't need anything, you know, for their existence from someone else. You know, I need, like I have someone who irons my clothes or something like that. And so I have that need. So therefore I have to be nice to the person who irons my clothes. I want to preach in the university, so I have to be nice to the devotees who are helping me preach. Otherwise, I wouldn't be nice to them. So, or I have to be nice to Gopal because he's going out and shopping for the temple. Because there's a need, you know, just like there's ulterior motives in everything we do. So, but with Krishna, there's no ulterior motives. It's just pure love. And Radharani is just pure love, trying to please the other. And the only need is pleasing the other. Just think about that. I mean, if you go through, you know, the hierarchy of needs that we all have, you know, food, water, light, friendship, independence, money. No, that's not a need. So then you'll see if you think that because, and that's the most pleasing thing, iyatma supersedite, the most pleasing thing, savai pum sam paro dharma yatad bhakti hoksajaya haitaki pratyata yatma supersedite. The most pleasing thing, that's the only thing that pleases the heart, is actually that unalloyed love. And a devotee can have unalloyed love for everyone, and that's Krishna's position. Not only does he love Radharani, but he has unalloyed love for all of us. And sometimes his unalloyed love for us is tough love, you know. Puts us in positions to make us understand we don't belong here. But he has unalloyed. Krishna's just love. He isn't just love. He's loving, sorry. That was like the 1960s, you say, God is love. God's motivation is pure love. Radharani's motivation is pure love. Okay, so getting to the point. When Krishna takes the mood of Radharani, of course his color becomes Gaurangi. Normally, Gauranga, sorry. Radharani is Gaurangi, that's feminine. Lord Chaitanya is Gauranga. Golden complexion. And he takes her mood of compassion. Like Prabhupada often would say, we should pray to Srimati Radharani because she's the feminine counterpart of the absolute truth, and she's soft-hearted, isn't it? Ladies are generally much more soft-hearted than men. Just like you see what's happening in Russia. Anyway, I'm not going to get into the politics. I mean, I don't think there's many ladies. I mean, there might be a few like crazy ladies who would actually do what is being done in Ukraine right now. I mean, just like to see people suffering like that. So, there's another phone. Please, everybody, turn the phones off. Anybody whose phone goes on will be donating $50,000 to the new temple. You're making that promise. See, everybody reaches in there. You got to get people where it hurts. It has to be a carrot and a stick. So ladies, as Srimati Radharani is very soft-hearted, so Prabhupada said we pray to her. And just like when we're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, she comes first. And it's not only a prayer, but it's evocative, calling. Well, we got some money for the new temple. So calling out, oh, Radharani, Hari. It's not Hari. Hari is something different. Hari means I'm stealing. Krishna also does that. Hari te tadanam shanai. He says, I take away things for when people. So if you wanted to steal, you say, Hari Krishna. If you want right, means Krishna, please steal from me. But if you if you actually want Radharani's mercy, which is required, then you say, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, like that. Krishna, Radharani, please engage me. Please connect me with Krishna, because otherwise Krishna would never accept me. And then, so that's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. So therefore, he's so merciful. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna. Chaitanya Namne Goritase Namaha. As Rupa Goswami praised, Lord Chaitanya, you are the most munificent appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because you are giving freely what no other incarnation or appearance avatar is given, which is pure love of God. Krishna prema pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna, Chaitanya namne gurudase namaha. And so, because I was supposed to end at 6, which is kind of interesting, I'm just going to tell a story about Lord Chaitanya's compassion. And this is connected. This is from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. That And illustrates also Narada Muni's compassion, and this happened before Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Once upon a time, Narada Muni is looking at all of us in Kali Yuga and thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? Just like Prabhupada said, this is a story I told this morning. Prabhupada said when devotees were having a kirtan, Prabhupada said Narada Muni was there. The devotee said, what was he doing? And Prabhupada said he was laughing to see all the malechas and yavanas and yakshas and rakshasas dancing and chanting. Laughing out of compassion, not that it was bad. You know, it's just like, wow, Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. Srila Prabhupada, he was appreciating Srila Prabhupada's compassion too. So here's Narada Muni was feeling compassion because he saw Kali Yuga was beginning. Actually, it wasn't quite Kali Yuga. And then he goes to see Krishna in Dwarka. You know, he knocks on one of the 16,108 doors and says, we have a problem. You know, like Houston, we have a problem. So Krishna, we have a problem. And Krishna says, what is the problem? He says, Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga. And so Krishna reveals to him, he said, in Kali Yuga, this is what I'm going to look like. Sometimes you find that Krishna in one yuga will reveal what he's going to look like in another yuga. Just like when Lord Ramchandra was with Sita in Ramuna, Sita Devi asked him, what do you look like in Dwarpa Yuga? And Lord Ram took an arrow and he carved this beautiful deity of himself as Krishna playing the flute. And that's the Shirachara Gopinath deity in Ramuna. A famous, famous, famous deity. So Lord Krishna exhibited the Gauranga form to Narada Muni. And then Narada Muni was like overwhelmed, started rolling on the ground and everything like that. But Rukmini was not too happy with the whole thing. Because she understood that Krishna was going to appear. He was going to leave and he was going to appear as Gauranga. And also she understood that for half of Krishna's appearance as Gauranga, he would be a sannyasi. Like Lord Chaitanya was on this earth for 48 years, and 24 years he was at home, and for a few of those years he was married. His first wife, Lakshmi Priya, passed away out of separation from him just because he went on a trip to East Bengal. And the second wife, Vishnu Priya, she was lamenting for her whole life, her whole pastime on this earth. So Rukmini was crying. And then Krishna said, I have to do this. I have to take the mood of Srimati Radharani and appear. And so Narada Muni becomes ecstatic. He tells Lord Shiva, his brother, and then he goes to Brahma, and Brahma quotes some shastra, which we quoted this morning in Bhagavatam class, proving that actually Lord Chaitanya appears in the Kali Yuga. Because as we mentioned this morning, you cannot accept, or you can do anything you want, but you should not accept someone as an incarnation of God unless it's listed in the shastras and the scriptures. So this morning we were reading from so many different Puranas. We are reading from the Atharva Veda and the Sama Veda. And Lord Chaitanya's mentioned in the Atharva Veda, the Sama Veda, the Upanishads, and in the Garuda Purana, and in the Sringa Purana. It's amazing. Not only is he mentioned indirectly, it's mentioned who is his mother, where he would appear. You know, just very specific mentions there. So Brahma quotes some of these shastras, and Narada tells the residents of Brahmaloka to expand to help Lord Chaitanya's mission. And Narada then goes to see Lord Jagannath, and even Lord Jagannath glorifies Lord Chaitanya. And Narada gets this vision of Lord Chaitanya in Goloka Vrindavan. So that's one story that a precursor to the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then another story is given also in Chaitanya Mangal, is the story of the Mahaprasadam. That Narada Muni, he wanted to take some Mahaprasadam. Now, we mentioned before that Lord Chaitanya manifests his mercy through Mahaprasadam, which is distributed everywhere. But that wasn't previously the case. Mahaprasad means great mercy, and it doesn't mean food. It means remnants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Narada Muni thought, I want to get some Mahaprasadam. So he began to serve Lakshmi, because Lakshmi is the one who takes care of all the serving the prasadam, getting prasadam, or serving bhoga and getting the prasadam later. So he began to serve Lakshmi Devi, and he served for something like 10 or 12 years. You know, it's a long time. And Lakshmi said, all right, whatever you want, I'll get you. And he said, I want some Mahaprasadam. But she had been previously told by the Lord not to give any prasadam out, because anybody who gets prasadam goes back to Godhead. You know, it's mercy. There's very powerful substances. And actually, Mahamahaprasadam is the prasadam that's also eaten by Krishna's devotee. That's Mahaprasadam. It's so powerful. Just like there's some animals around here, and we feed them prasadam, and they're going to become devotees in the next life. Some of our grahasthas may give birth to them in the next life. What's your little baby's name? Tilak. So anyway, that's an inside joke. So therefore, Narada Muni went. So she says, I'm not supposed to give you Mahaprasadam. And she says, but at the same time, I promised you. So she goes before the Lord, Lord Vishnu. And she says, basically, I have a problem here. You told me not to give Mahaprasadam. And Narada Muni got the benediction from me that I would get prasadam, Mahaprasadam, or I would give him Mahaprasadam. I got a dilemma. And Lord Vishnu says, okay, we'll take care of it. Just wait until I'm not looking. And give him some of this Mahaprasadam. So she gives Narada Muni this Mahaprasadam. And this Mahaprasadam enlivens Narada Muni so much he starts dancing, rolling on the ground, foaming at the mouth. His Brahmin thread breaks because he expands his body. Go, boom! Normally we only break our Brahmin thread when we're cursing people. But so his, that's a joke. I don't curse people. So his Brahmin thread breaks and he's in ecstasy. And then his brother, Lord Shiva, asks him, you know, what is happening with you? And Lord Shiva says, you know, please tell me. And Narada Muni comes down from his ecstatic trance. Because here we're talking about the experiences that Lord Chaitanya gives. Not simply philosophy. Of course, Lord Chaitanya's presentation of the philosophy is so amazing that only God can make that presentation. We've been reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita every evening, and we went through this one chapter about the 61 explanations of the Atmarama verse, and nobody could give an explanation like that except for God. Permutations of different meanings of different words in the Atmarama verse from the Bhagavatam. So, yeah, perfect philosophy. But Lord Chaitanya gives experiences. He's an experiential God. So Lord Shiva said, did you save any for me? And Narada Muni said, no, I ate it all. I'm sorry. And Lord Shiva said, I'm your brother. Why didn't you save some for me? And Narada Muni said, I'm sorry. And he looked at his fingernails, and there was a little bit of Mahaprasadam under his fingernails. And he gave it to Lord Shiva. I mean, normally you don't want to give something under your fingernails to someone else. It's really not the best etiquette. But in this case, Mahaprasadam is never contaminated. Like the residents of Vrindavan during the festival of Govardhan Puja, they would throw prasadam sometimes and it fell on the ground and they would still eat it. We used to do that here in New Galuga, but people got very upset with me. I got corrected. But that was how the residents of Vrindavan used to do it. So, Lord Shiva takes this little speck of Mahaprasadam, because it's not dependent upon how much you eat. It's what you eat. You know, sometimes people think, the more sweets I eat, the more Krishna conscious I will become. I see sometimes devotees, they would go up to the Charanamrita and drink the whole thing and think, now I'm really going to become Krishna conscious. But it's not. Just a little speck is enough. So Lord Shiva starts dancing like crazy. And his dance gets so wild that the whole universe starts to go, you know, ton of inertia. It's almost finished. And so Durga, who is our mother, is very concerned with all of her children. You know, you're going to kill all your children, Lord Shiva. And she says to him, stop! He says, what? And he says, why did you make me stop? Because you're going to destroy the whole universe. And she says, why are you dancing like this? And she said, I got Mahaprasadam. And then remember, Durga's our mother. And she says, can I have some? Did you save any for me? And not only, you know, he doesn't have any, but he even says, you know, insult to injury, you're Maya. You're the material energy. You don't get it. Imagine someone that telling that to his wife. He said, yeah, you're just a woman, you know. It's like chauvinism on a higher level. So she gets angry. She says, I am going to show you that I'm qualified. And she worships Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu appears. And then she says to Lord Vishnu, and this is part of Lord Chaitanya's mission, you know, giving out prasadam, the holy names and everything like that. So she says to Lord Vishnu, I want Mahaprasadam and I want all my children to have Mahaprasadam. And that's us. In one sense, Lord Shiva is our father in this world and Durga is our mother. And because of that, that leads up to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who's coming down to this world and distributing prasadam. Oops, it's time. What's that? Distributing prasadam, distributing the holy name and dancing, and that's all you have to do to be Krishna conscious. You know, a few simple rules and regulations. No intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating. That's easy. And then Dinahina Yatachilo Harinam Udarilo. And the proof of that, Tarasakshi Jagai Madai. The proof of that is Jagai and Madai, who we mentioned before, who simply heard the holy name while they were in a drunken state. And actually they had been sort of initiated by Lord Nityananda previously. This is interesting. Because people talk about initiation. But Lord Chaitanya has actually initiated the whole universe in the Harinam. So everybody is initiated by Lord Chaitanya, except they don't know it. So what the guru does, he reminds everybody, you're already initiated. And gives them a spiritual name so they can actually relate. And the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only mantra that's required in order to go back to Godhead. And it doesn't wait for initiation. And this is by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So, I guess we should end now because we have the Abhishek and a big program tonight. You ready? A dance? Okay, you want to do that now? Or? Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I could speak for another hour, but I think, you know, we have a time schedule. Yeah, why don't they do that? So we're going to have some of the preschool students sing Paramakarana Bahudvijanam Nitai Gora Chanda, which means, basically, Paramakarana, supreme, merciful, and compassionate. Bahudvijanam, Lord Chaitanya, is the supreme, merciful, compassionate personality. Okay. You want to give her the microphone, or I can turn off my microphone. Nice surprise. This is Chumbaka Lata. She's in charge of our school here. What? She's the main teacher. Let me just explain before you turn that on. Yeah. And she's running our school here. We have so many nice little children, bigger children, and adults. And she also teaches Bharatanatyam dance. And many of her students are getting their Arangetram within the next year or so, right? So she's very, very expert, and she's like a touchstone with the children and with the adults. That's on.
Bahudo Vijana Nitai Gora Chandra Sabha Avatara Sala Shalom. Chaitanya Nitai Shrutrita Vishwasa Kori Vishaya Samasmai Tiya Mokya Bala Hari Hari Dekho Ore Bai Vibona Nenai Monaraya Ladata Pashupakhi Jure Pasana Vidare Sunita Sensari Majiya Wohili Pariya Then hilo asha apano karama gunjana mere anadasa.
Thank you.
Okay. I just want to read the translation of this beautiful poem by Lochan Das Thakur, one of the biographers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The two lords, Nitai Gaurachandra, Lord Nitai and Lord Chaitanya, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations, and their specific significance is that prosecuting their way of self-realization is simply joyful, for they introduce chanting and dancing. Amazing. My dear brother, I request you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one gives up sense gratification to be Krishna conscious by this process, one is sure to reach the desired goal. One simply has to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Without any sense-gratifying motive. The point is, raso varjam raso apyasa panam drisrani vartate, that if one chants and follows Lord Chaitanya, other things that are impediments will fall away naturally. You don't have to really worry about it, get all upset and, you know, depressed. It just happens automatically. That's been my experience in serving Krishna for 51 years, that things just happen automatically. Well, appreciate the old man. So anyway, so serving Krishna for all these years, You know, in the beginning, you come to Krishna consciousness, chaturvidhabhajantimam. You have come with so many different motives. You want wealth. Of course, I didn't want wealth. I had it. I gave it up to join the movement. But someone wants knowledge. Someone is inquisitive. Or someone is in distress. And then ultimately, it just fades away. And you just become so happy serving Krishna. All these different ulterior motives. My dear brother, you just try and examine this within the three worlds. There is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda, because their merciful qualities are so great that they make even birds and beasts cry. What to speak of human beings? Even a stone will melt at the chanting. Of course, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went through the Jarakanda forest, he had the tigers and the deer embracing each other and chanting Hare Krishna. And this morning we talked about the dog that was chanting Hare Krishna, and he sent the dog back to Godhead. My dear mind, you were entrapped in sense gratification and have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Since you have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my misfortune. So that sort of lamentation is not depression. That sort of lamentation is purification. So we can lament like that. But if we continue the process of Krishna consciousness, Shraddha, Shabde, Vishaya, Sakahe, Sudrida, Nishya, we have faith that then gradually, like the sun comes up in the morning, I have faith the sun will come up. Of course, this morning came up a little late because it was cloudy. But we have faith the sun will come up in the morning and then everything becomes clear. And Krishna gives that example in the Bhagavatam. Just like when the sun rises in the morning, everything begins, the cloud dissipates. So when the sun of Krishna consciousness comes out of serving Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada, then all this fog just dissipates. Okay, so we're ready? Okay, thank you very much. All glories through the divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for this nice song. Sabkirtan.
Hare Krishna. So I'd like to welcome everyone to this special, special day. Shri Gaur Purnima Maha Mahotsav Ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, Shri Shri Panchatattva Ki. So first of all, let's thank Maharaj for the wonderful class. Hari Bol. So anyone miss, Maharaj also gave the class this morning at 6:30 a.m. That's also on his Facebook and YouTube channel. So it was two classes together. It's just wonderful. So we'd like to thank Maharaj for the wonderful nectarian classes. His name is Bikrishna Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So Shri Shri Radha Golukananda Ki. So we see how the deities are so beautifully dressed, and many devotees have actually made a new outfit and beautiful garland. So we thank everyone for the wonderful service. Jai Shri Shri Radha Golokananda Ki Jai, Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai, Shri Shri Panchatattva Ki. ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Hare Krishna. So our program now is we are going to start with Maha Abhishek. So Maharaj will be offering the aartik first. So after Maharaj does the aartik, we invite Prabhupada disciples, senior devotees can come offer the Abhishek first. And then everyone else can form a line. Maybe the line can go that way. And you can come as a family. So the entire family can offer Abhishek together. Right? So we'll have one line coming from that side and the whole families can come together. And everyone will get a chance to bathe Shri Shri Panchatattva. And while we are having the Maha Abhishek, we'll have wonderful kirtans. Today is the day when we really call out for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So chant very loudly, chant with your heart, really calling out for the mercy of Shri Shri Panchatattva. Shri Shri Panchatattva Ki, Shri Shri Panchatattva Maha Abhishek Ki, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesa Shunyavadi Prashchachadesha Tarine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesa Shunyavadi Prashchachadeshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaur Bhaktavinda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Or Bhaktavinda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasuti Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasuti Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasuti Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasuti Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Nittai Gauranga 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 Gaurahari Nittai Gauranga Gaurahari Nittai Gauranga Gaurahari Nittai Gauranga Gaurahari Jaya Sachinandana Jai Sachinandana Jaya Sachinandana Jai Sachinandana Jai Sachinandana Jai Sachinandana Jai Sachinandana Jai Sachinandana Jai Sachinandana Gaurahari Jaya Sachinandana Gaurahari Jaya Sachinandana Gaurahari Jaya Sachinandana Gaurahari Gaurahari Jaya Gaurahari 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 Jaya Gaurahari Gaurahari Jaya Gaurahari Nittai Gauranga 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 Nidai Goranga, Nidai Goranga, Gora Hari, Nidai Goranga, Gora Hari, Nidai Goranga, Gora Hari, Nidai Goranga, Gora Hari, Nidai, 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 Nidai Goranga, Nidai, 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 Nidai Goranga. Nittai, 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 goranga. Nittai, 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 goranga. Nittai, goranga, gora hari. Nittai, goranga, gora hari. Nittai, goranga, gora hari. Nittai, goranga, gora hari. Jaya Sachinandana. Jai Sachinandana, 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 Jai Sachinandana, Avaduta Chandra, Jai Sachinandana, Avaduta Chandra, Jai Sachinandana, Gora Hari, Jai Sachinandana, Gora Hari, Jai Sachinandana, Gora Hari. Jaya Sachinandana Gora Gora Hari Jaya Gora Hari Gora Hari Gora Hari Gora Hari Jaya Gora Hari Gora Hari Jaya Gora Hari Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gora, Hari Bol, Nittai Gora, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gora, Hari Nittai Gora, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gora, Hari Bol, Nittai Gora, Hari Bol. Hari Ba, Hari Ba, Nittai Gora, Hari Ba. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, I'll do it. Hold this. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare